Hey, what has happened to my friends? Welcome back. Let's quickly talk about Alexander Volkanovski losing to Ilya Topuria in a shocking manner, got knocked out. What happened? What were the factors that caused Volkanovski to get knocked out like that? I know there was like fun and games talking about Volk's age, whether he's out of his prime. Was that a factor? Let's get into it real quick. All right, so cut into the chase as I always do. Do I think Volkanovski's age and wars and mileage played a factor in the fight? Yes, I do, to an extent. I think it's human biology. That's just how the sport goes. The older you get in combat sports, the less you're going to be able to perform at the highest level. Guys that are younger, that are fresher, they're supposed to be quicker. They're supposed to have better reflexes. They're supposed to be more capable physically. That's just nature. That's life. But I think it was a small reason why Volk got caught like that. I think Volkanovski got caught with a big shot like that because he was competing a little bit reckless. I know he was heating things up. He was up on the judges' scorecards in the first round. You could see Volkanovski getting more comfortable, turning it up. In the first round, to me, he definitely looked tentative, concerned with Topuria's knockout power and his dangers and his threats. At least from my perspective, that's what I saw. It was uncharacteristically Volkanovski looking nervous, tentative. Maybe not nervous is the right word, cautious. And he's fought smart in the past before, but it was a little bit different. I don't know. I can't put my finger on it. Volk didn't fully look himself in that first round, but he still edged it out. So that says a lot about Volkanovski. Ilya Topuria just seemed like he was stalking his prey, waiting for the right moment to pounce, to uncork some bombs on Volkanovski. I think it was a beautiful punch that he caught him with. It was more so that Volk didn't see the punch coming. If you watch that knockout sequence in slow motion, Ilya Topuria charged forward with a punch combination, and that one right hand that landed, Volk did not see coming, caught him flush on the chin, turned his lights out, and in all fairness, that would have knocked out anyone. So that was another talking point of some of the fans in the comments. People were saying that Volkanovski turned around too quick after that Islam Makhachev stoppage. Yes, in general, I do agree that when you get knocked out, TKO'd, suffer concussions, you should probably take a lengthy break, but I don't think that knockout stoppage against Topuria was due to Volkanovski's chin being cracked or weak. Like I said, again, it was a clean punch. He didn't see it coming. And it's always the ones that you don't see coming that you can't brace for that really hurt you and put you out. And that's exactly what happened. Volkanovski has a granite chin. It was just a perfect punch. In that sequence, Volkanovski went for a punch himself. He tried to counter Topuria. It was kind of reminiscent of Chuck Liddell versus Rashad Evans, where they both uncorked something. Chuck, I think, threw like a lazy uppercut, overextending, and Rashad just caught him with an overhand. Topuria beat Volkanovski to the punch, so to speak. Really sucked to see Volkanovski flatten like that. As expected, he took the loss like a champ, like a man. Didn't make any excuses, gave all props to Topuria. Volkanovski, based off of his track record at featherweight, his dominance, years as champ, wants the immediate rematch. I personally don't want to see an immediate rematch. That's just me. I don't think it was a fluke win. I respect what Volkanovski has done at featherweight. He very well may be the featherweight GOAT. And some people may not agree with this. They would agree with Volkanovski, give him the immediate rematch. But I kind of don't want to see the immediate rematch. Now, if he gets it, fair enough. Wouldn't really complain either. Could that fight have gone another way? Absolutely. Especially if it would have made it to the third round. I think Volkanovski has the tools all around, the experience and ability to beat and even stop Topuria. But it would take time. It would take rounds. It would take Volkanovski figuring him out a bit more. And you saw that was happening. Volk was getting it in. But he got caught. That's the game. Props to Ilya Topuria. Very impressive win. The guy's a beast at featherweight. I saw some comments, people were saying that Holloway's licking his chops now, seeing Volkanovski out of the picture. Maybe he gets a shot at Topuria. That'd be an interesting one. Ilya Topuria calling out Conor McGregor. I don't see that happening. Conor's never making 145. It would be a miracle if Conor comes back at this point, period. As far as Alex, I think he should take a lengthy break, collect himself, get back to the basics, see what he did wrong. And I think Volkanovski could come back and be a dominant force again. Certainly is not over for him. Will he ever be champion? I wouldn't count him out. But statistically, realistically, logically, it should be pretty difficult for him to come back and win that belt again. I mean, he's not getting any younger. He's not old. But you don't go up, you go down with age. Ilia Topuria just may be the new breed. This may be his time for like a lengthy run, and some of the other guys coming up as well. But in the fight, I did like what Volkanovski was doing. I saw some comments of Volkanovski leaving his chin out there. And yes, I agree with that. But I think Volkanovski was also baiting Topuria to throw and miss because he has good head movement. He's good at avoiding big shots and he has good defense. But it's a gamble, you know, it's a roll of the dice with a guy like Ilia Topuria, a dangerous striker with knockout power. If they were to fight again, who would I favor? I'm still going to view it as like a 50-50 fight, to be honest. Like I said, again, I do think Volkanovski could win that fight, especially if he incorporates grappling, if he clinches a bit more, dirty boxes, tries to sap Ilya's energy, slow him down a bit, get rough and tough, because Volkanovski is very good at those dirty fights. But you mix things up, you get gritty. That's Volkanovski's world. He needs to do more of that. And it seemed like he was working up to that, but he got knocked out in a second. He let Topuria kind of hurt him against the cage. Volkanovski had no exit, couldn't back up, and he got caught at the end of a flurry. All props to Ilia Topuria, man. That was pretty impressive. Anyway, guys, let me know in the comment section what you thought about their fight and result. Where did you think Volkanovski went wrong? Do you think Volkanovski could ever reach the top again? Do you think he could beat Ilia Topuria? Who should Ilia Topuria fight next? Want to read all your thoughts on a fight? Appreciate it. And I'll catch you guys on the next segment. Until then, take care, my friends.